everybody. Welcome to this episode of Fungela. I have a very, very fun guest this episode. The very funny, very talented Gabe Gibbs. Gabe started on Broadway, you guys. He got a start on Broadway in the musical The Book of Mormon, which is really good. I wonder if I saw him. I don't know why I didn't think to say this. I'm gonna have to call him after this. Okay. Anyways, we had a really, really fun time, really fun conversation. We talked about five things that he's grateful for. One, his wife, who is way cooler than him. I can attest to that. And I'm just going to, I don't know if she's cooler than him, but she's real super hot. We talked about his hot wife. We talked about his siblings who keep him in check. We talked about the fact that he joined a pickleball gang, like all kinds of stuff. We were all over the map with his gratefuls, and it's so fun. So check out this episode. I think you're really going to like it. And you can find him on tour because he is on tour. Oh, and I forgot to tell you that he blew up on social media. That's how. Okay, so he started on Broadway, but then he started like blowing up on social media with his funny videos that you may have seen, like Ice Spice, the musical, Britney Spears, the musical. And he'll do these funny songs on social media, and they're just so good and so funny. So check him out, GabeGibbs.com. He's on tour right now doing his own funny musical show, and he's great. And then also, I'm on tour. You can go to Angela.com, see where I'm at. Coming up next is Salt Lake City, but it's sold out. But after Salt Lake City, where am I going?
Louisville. Comedy Club.
And there's still tickets left for Louisville.
We still have tickets. And then Stand Up Live in Huntsville, Alabama.
Stand Up Live. Still have tickets there. So come see me at those cities. And enjoy this episode of Fungela with Gabe Gibbs.
In the house, Build Me Up Buttercup was playing, and I forgot how good of a song that is. It's such a good one.
Do you ever hear random songs and be like, I should remake that? You don't do a lot of like remakes. You do your own original stuff.
I do. Sometimes they hit me though. They hit me where I'm like, that would be a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a Hit Me Up Buttercup.
Yeah, exactly. Why do you build me up? So good. Oh my God.
So sometimes you'll hear a song and be like, I need to do this one for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. It's usually, my take is usually like trying to make the nastiest song you can think of beautiful.
Ooh,
So I'm trying to take.
But like with your own new.
Yeah.
Okay.
With my own new thing on it, but I'm trying to go. What's a song that does not deserve beautiful piano?
And then
trying to spin it in that direction because it ends up being crazy and funny.
I got some good old like 80s, 90s, like nasty, like hip hop songs.
Yes, please.
Oh my God, I will send them to
you. Yes, please. Yes, please. That's what I need.
What kind of music did you grow up listening to?
Okay, and now we're getting into it. Okay. I grew up a pastor's kid. So I grew up until like 14 or 15.
VeggieTales.
Okay, first of all, 100% where is my hairbrush? We still don't know where my hairbrush is. Yes, VeggieTales, absolute VeggieTales. Gaither Vocal Band, does that
shut
hit?
Shut up, yes.
Dude.
Oh, because What's His Face on Gaither was like the first entrance I had to a comedian. He was a part
of Mark Lowry.
Mark Lowry,
Yeah. Mark Lowry was like a musical comedian who was in this like gospel, but like white people gospel music that like I grew up on that my grandparents loved. And then like, then we got into like Stephen Curtis Chapman, Michael W. Smith, Toby Mac. Do you remember Toby Mac?
Yeah, absolutely. I know Toby Mac.
Okay. So Toby Mac, that era, Chris Tomlin. And that's when I turned like
evil
14, 15, 16 and went to the darkness and left
secular music
via Switchfoot and Reliant K.
Yes,
left to secular.
They were the
music.
Gateway.
They were the gateway.
They were.
The parents were worried and they were right. You know what I mean? They were right.
Wow. So 14, 15 is when you started like dabble in the dark side.
Yeah, because my sister doesn't believe me, but I think it's why I'm good at picking up music quickly is because growing up, I was embarrassed that I didn't know I didn't know all the songs that all the kids at school knew. Because I was like at home listening to Toby Mac. DC Talk. I knew all the words to Jesus Freak, but I did not know what was happening with like Kesha or whatever. So so I think it's why I can pick up music quickly, because I was trying to like not be embarrassed. So by the time the chorus came around again of some song,
you're like, yeah, I know this song.
I know this one. Yeah. I'm serious. I think my sister doesn't believe me. She's like, you're being dramatic. But yeah, so it was like 14, 15 that I started like, okay, we got to know what's going on with the people.
Did you have to hide it from your parents at first?
That's a good question. I think no. I think by that time they were relatively chill. Like I'm the oldest of four, and my siblings, we joke, grew up with a different set of parents. Uh-huh. I grew up with like, you don't go to the movies unless mom has checked the Christian website that says whether the movie's okay to go see it.
Uh-huh.
And then by the time my siblings were in high school, it was like, best of luck.
Yeah. Like,
we trust you.
Uh-huh. That's like when my parents got divorced, and when we would go with my dad on his weekend, he turned super religious.
Oh.
And we weren't allowed to wear makeup. We weren't allowed to listen to like worldly music or anything like that. So we were full on, like, I'm older than you though, so we didn't have VeggieTales just quite yet, but we would go to the Christian bookstore, we get cassette tapes.
Yes.
And we would put in these, there's this one song that I remember, Samson was a strong man, his hair was very long. It was a whole Samson and Delilah song.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
And like I was into that one. That was my jam.
Yes.
So dad's weekend, only Christian music. Then we come back to mom's house and it's like Tupac, Hit Him Up. You know what I mean? It's just like totally different world.
No way. So you didn't grow up with that, and then dad was the first
one. So when my parents got divorced, we like did Catholic church for a little bit.
Sure.
And then my parents got divorced, and then they each went to a Christian church, but separate, like different ones.
Oh.
And my dad went like super like relig, and then my mom was more like non-denominational. We're still a little edgy over here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was like different on their weekends, you know? And then my dad started to loosen up, obviously. But so I definitely grew up with, but like the older version of like all the Krish songs.
Did you ever have like Focus on the Family? You know that my dad, this was not his job. He was a pastor. My dad was like a voice on one of the shows on Focus on the Family once. He played a baseball coach, and it was such a big deal to us.
Oh, I believe.
We could not believe that he had a voice on
one of
those shows. Yes. Yeah. It was a huge deal.
Oh my gosh.
Family Christian Bookstores is a hit though.
Oh yeah.
I just drove past one. I didn't know. I guess they're still around. Of course they're still around.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
We did. It was a Burian's, I think, was the Christian bookstore that we would go to. Burian's. And we would always get those t-shirts that it looks like the Lexus logo, but it says Jesus.
Yes.
I collect those. I'm serious. I collect those. I have one. They had, it looked like Abercrombie and Fitch, but it was a breadcrumb and fish.
Stop.
No. Dude, they're amazing. They're amazing. I have one that right now that I should have wore it today. I knew. I put it back on the hanger. It says it looks like Austin Powers, but it says Awesome Powers. And on the back, instead of the spy who shagged me, it says the God who saved me.
Stop.
No.
It's so good. It's so good.
So
I
bad.
Love
so
those.
Good.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my sister had this one for a real long time. She held on to it until it was like you couldn't even see the print anymore. But it was like Harley Davidson, but it was like Holy Risen Son or something. Like,
oh,
real
good. Good, 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 good. Ooh.
One time, so Manny, my husband, he started in the Christian music industry.
Cool.
And then we escaped, and then and so now then he went and did the secular route, and he was signed with Capitol for a little while, and now he does sync music, and he you know, writes songs for like commercials and TV shows and stuff like that. But I remember when he was still in the Christian music industry, he booked a cruise, right? Well, not him, it was like a bunch of bands on a Christian cruise, right? I went with him on this cruise. And now, keep in mind, I love the Lord.
Of course.
but I'm not like Christian Cruise type love the Lord. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a different breed.
It's a different breed. It's a different breed. And I was like, okay. And everybody had those, like, you know,
yeah,
He is risen, the Pepsi logo, the whatever, JK, it's something about Jesus,
t-shirt.
Everybody had their version of that.
Yeah.
But my favorite part about the Christian Cruise.
My chest is tightening up, by the way, as you're telling me. But I'm with you. My chest is tightening, but keep going.
On the cruise, there's statues, right? Oh. So in the like stairwell, this like beautiful stairwell, there's these golden statues of these like sphinxes. I think they're sphinx, like it's like a cat, but it's like you know, like it's a queen, but it's a cat, and it's like that kind of thing.
But like part woman,
part woman, part cat, and it had these like gold statues all, and it was like so glamorous. But it showed the boobies, the gold boobies of the cat, and they covered them.
They did.
All the statues had little like bikinis.
That's so good. As they should.
As they should. Cover up those devil boobs.
We can't have these men walking around being tempted.
Absolutely
by these,
not.
By these golden boobs.
No, not cat boobs.
Certainly not.
Wait. Oh okay. God. So we'll get into our gratitudes and attitudes, but I have just a couple more questions. Yeah. I'm so interested.
I knew this was going to be the whole podcast. I knew this was going to be the whole thing.
So okay. You grew up doing music like at home and like at church and stuff, right? When you made a transition into Broadway, was that something that your family supported, or were they like, be careful?
So my parents met in college choir. So okay. It was like in my bones that like this kind of thing was going to happen. So I think they were very supportive. I think they were... My dad would even say this now too, like sort of naively supportive of like, oh, my kid got the lead at the musical at his high school. Therefore, he should move to New York and try to be on Broadway. Uh-huh. Those two things do not correlate. Uh-huh. But for parents, they're like, he's a star.
Yeah.
And I wish they would have tampered it a little bit looking back. But they were extremely supportive. And I think like the college route too of like you audition to go to school for musical theater and you know, it's like it's an audition based like entry into the school. So if you get into the school, then there's all this pressure that like, oh, he got in. So he has to go and he has to keep doing this. So I think it kind of snowballs once you start. So they were like super, super supportive. And like, yeah, it was kind of already what they were into anyway. Like grew up with all the Jesus music and some Broadway soundtracks on CD. So that was like already what was in the house.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a super, you know, big divergence from where things were headed anyway.
And before you booked the Book of Mormon, had you done projects before? Was this like your first
That was the first big.
So when you auditioned for it and you booked it, like... Tell me about that feeling for you and for your family. Like, we were so proud of Dad because he was a voice Focus on the Family. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I can't even imagine, like, how proud. Tell me, what did the news bulletin say at the home church?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Well, that's the tricky part about that show is specifically, like, kind of religious satire. Yeah,
exactly.
So, like, it was, like, equal excitement and, like, caution from mom and dad, like
walking a thin line, buddy.
Totally. And I think like all of us kind of, I was with that show for 3 years. So I toured with the show, Broadway'd with the show, toured with the show again. And so by the end of the 3 years, like we all had sort of our experience with what the show meant and like what it was doing. And I think ultimately that show has a really beautiful message that we all kind of came around to, but we did ask both sets of grandparents not to come see the show because it was just like, there's some language that I will not say on this podcast that exists in that show that is servicing the story of the show and whatever. I don't need to defend those guys are doing great. They don't need to defend their show. But so it was equally like, oh my gosh, this is hugely exciting and it's going to be life changing and it's going to be a lot of fun. And it was also like, had just called and asked my parents, like, can I borrow some money to like make rent?
Yeah.
And then the next day, like Book of Mormon called. So all of these things were feeling amazing.
Oh, I love those moments.
The absolute best feeling. But it was also, you know, colored a little bit with like, this show's a little spicy. Yeah. And so it's going to be,
I'm so glad you did it.
and didn't like have any kind of religious, no, I shouldn't. You know what I mean? I'm yes. so proud of you for not doing that. I've made decisions like that in my career, trying to be a good Christian and yeah. turning down certain projects. And I wrote about one in my book specifically that I had the opportunity to participate in. And yeah. I was like, there's one dick joke in there. I'm not going to be in it. Yeah. Like, it was like, so I thought it was going to be something that it totally was not. Mm. But I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to be a part of this project. Like, just trying to be like super Krish.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. It was Pitch Perfect.
Oh, incredible. Incredible. Pitch.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. You know what?
It's just washing over me. I'm rewatching that movie in my head and you being like, can't be a part of this. Hallelujah. And it's literally like one of the cleanest, like four quadrant films of the last 30 years. That's incredible.
Angela, so stupid.
That's so good.
Like,
that's,
I remember so reading the script and like feeling like being all religious about it. I don't know yeah. what was going on with me. And then I met with one of the producers at or the director. I forget who I met. I met with somebody at Earth Cafe. And yeah, it was like, they really wanted me to be a part of this project. And I was like, I don't think I'm supposed to.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'm so mad at myself still.
What is that though? Like, what is it like the what other people are going to say? Or like, what do you think that, because I've had that feeling in the past. And I do think like often I have been wrong of like, oh, that would have been fine.
Yeah.
If I would have done that.
Yeah.
Even in my more heightened religion,
yeah.
as you say,
yeah.
mm-hmm. eras.
Yeah.
Things that I was like, I don't think so.
Yeah.
I'm looking back like, it would have been fine. I don't know what that.
It was definitely a little bit of, what is my pastor going to say?
Sure.
All the people at my church. And then just me thinking like, I'm trying to do the right thing. And that was where I used to get caught up all the time. I think a lot of Christians who try to just do the right thing. Let me just do the right thing. What would God want me to do? And sometimes it's not about doing the right thing. Is there a right thing? No, it's just make choices.
Yeah.
Love God, love your neighbor, and turn left or turn right. You decide. And sometimes, but that's a whole different conversation.
Oh, yeah. That's like a whole new podcast.
Yeah. That is.
That we can start.
Yeah. We're going to record that one right after this episode.
Yeah, yeah,
click the link below to follow that one.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Okay, listen. You are so talented, first of all.
Thank you.
Okay, so your songs are so funny. I saw some of your acting roles that you've done and I was cracking up and I'm like, this guy's so funny, but like, what's funny is like when it's just like real, you know. So that's when you know this actor can do drama and comedy.
Sure.
Because you're not just being bloop, 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 goo,
right.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh my god, he's so good. And anyway, so you have like so much going on for you currently, with you touring now, doing comedy. What is that? Well, I was going to jump into the gratitudes, but let's start with our mattitude so we could just like get it out first. Let's say our thing that's been annoying us lately, pissing us off, something that just really irked you.
Yeah.
What is that one thing that's popped into your brain more than once to be like, ugh?
Yeah. 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 I was thinking about this today. I think my mattitude lately has been, musicals are too serious.
Okay.
The thing is, I have a two sentence, I have like a two word speech about musicals being too serious. The two word speech is, you're singing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're singing. We can't be doing, we can't be being serious. You're singing, bro.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You're singing.
Hard we to be sad be, when you sing.
It's like, come on. We can't do another musical about this whole, it's like we're turning this guy's songs and making them sadder and about some family drama. Bro, you're singing, dude. It's like all these people on stage being so, so serious. It drives me insane. I'm starting the campaign here and now to bring back silly musicals.
Yes.
Silliness.
Oh, I can't wait to.
What
come
are
to
we
your
doing? I think it's why everyone thinks musicals are cringe. Is because everyone's being so serious.
Yeah.
I don't know why we're being this serious. You're singing. You're not only singing, you're dancing. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
Yes.
Dancing seriously.
Come on, you guys. That's been my mattitude culturally.
Okay.
My cultural mattitude.
I
less
like
of like people picking their nose.
Sure.
My brother pissing me off. More of culturally. Yeah, come on, no, I you like guys. It. What I are like we doing? What are we doing?
I know, because I'm thinking back. I watched the Tonys this year, like I do every year.
Ah.
And they were. Everything nominated was very serious.
It's serious.
It's so bring back silly, goofy nonsense.
Let's do silly, goofy.
Yeah.
Hey, how about silly, goofy? You know?
Yeah.
The world is so serious.
That to be a category.
Yeah. How about
best silly goofy musical is?
Yeah, yeah. Fully. We need to bring it back.
Yeah.
That's my spirit for that. That's my mattitude is what are we doing?
Well, I'm going to buy tickets to your silly goofy musical.
Incredible.
Because you're kind of doing that.
That's what I'm trying.
With your tour.
Yeah, that's right.
So
yeah.
Love that for you.
Thank you.
I was able to come to your Netflix is a joke. Festival show that you did.
Oh yeah, it was fun. You were there. Oh yeah, and I picked on you.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a whole song where I sing about the bravest people in the world are the people who choose to sit front row at a comedy show.
You were in the front. Okay, why did you sit in the front?
I would like to make an argument
because I tricked
that.
You think.
Tricked me.
Yeah.
I show up and Steven's like, Gabe saved you a seat, and I said, oh, how thoughtful. And then he brought me to the front row and I went, why? Why here? I never sit. I am back row Barbie.
You're in the comedy industry. Yes.
You know better.
I sit in the back. I stand in the corner. I'll even go, I don't need a seat. I'll just be over here to the side.
Yeah.
And Steven said, right this way, ma'am.
Yeah.
Gabe has specifically.
Gabe needs support. He's nervous about his show.
And
you got to sit front row.
I literally was like, why? Like, does he? I did. I thought. I was like, I know him. Why? Yeah. I don't know. And then
you had a spotlight on that chair.
You did.
My God.
Yeah, we got you. I forgot. Yeah.
And then you did say you put something underneath the seat and I was too scared to look. I was like, I'm already stressed out.
You didn't even look?
No, I was panicked.
I get it.
I was panicked.
I get it. There was a lot of attention on you. It was a signed headshot for me. An old headshot of mine from like 10 years ago that I signed and said, be well.
I like the idea of somebody finding it later.
Yeah. Someone else had another show.
Yeah.
Just left it?
I didn't. He said, I thought it was a trick. I was like, I'm already.
You left the audience waiting. They didn't get to see the end of the trick.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Not a team player, okay?
Not a team. That was not a very good yes and.
I am the
You did
most
not yes and this
that
at all.
Player. That was a no but.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. I was trying not to take away from the attention.
I appreciate that.
On Gabe. It was his show, not Danielle's show.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
We'll leave it at that.
I think that's the most team player.
Okay.
I would
ultimately
argue.
Sure. Yeah, you're right.
Well, I'll say that my attitude is Danielle not following through with the bet. But
that's great.
That's my new attitude.
I will be sure to keep that in mind next time.
Yeah. Always follow through.
Gabriel Gibson.
Yes. Yes. Gubriel Goobs.
Wait,
Gubriel
is your Goobs. I need to know, is your middle name start with a G as well? Or
no, it's actually Steven with a PH.
Well, no
upsetting.
Way.
Yeah.
How funny.
Isn't that crazy?
Are you Gabriel or are you Gabe?
I'm Gabriel.
Of the Bible. That's right.
Of the Bible. Of course. Yes. Of course. Famously of the Bible. Yeah. Yeah.
I wish it was another G though. Like Gabriel,
I know.
Gregory Gibson.
Triple G. Oh, but here's where it gets bad. Here's where it gets bad. My dad's name is Greg. My name's Gabe. My brother's name is Grant.
Oh, we did that.
Mm-hmm. My mom is Andrea, and my sisters are Allie and Annie.
I love it. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah,
it's like I'm here for that.
It's a bad Hallmark movie.
I like that
for sure.
I'm into that though.
Okay, good, great, cool, perfect, great.
Approved.
Glad we checked that off. Good. Not worried about it.
Gabe, what are you grateful for, man? There is so much to be grateful for in the world, in our careers, in our family, in our home, in our just mental state. What are you grateful for?
I'm grateful for a lot of things. I wrote some things down, but I think I remember them.
You're welcome to look at your notes.
Okay.
You totally can.
Okay, I have a couple of things that I wrote down, and maybe I'll spit them out, and you tell me which sounds most interesting.
Okay.
The five things, because I did my homework.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys appreciate said five it. Things, uh-huh. And I just want you to know, as a teacher's pet.
Thank you.
I did do my homework.
Thank you for taking this seriously. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
So my five things that we could talk about, any or all.
Okay.
I'm really grateful for my siblings.
Okay.
I'm grateful for my wife.
Uh-huh. Love this.
I'm grateful for just my big, strong arms.
Yeah. Love that.
I'm grateful for, there's a video of Vin Diesel singing Oh Happy Day.
Ooh, okay.
That if you haven't seen it.
I got to look it up.
It gives me a lot of joy.
Okay.
Truly grateful for that.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm also grateful for playing pickleball with some of my friends.
I love that. I want to start with your wife.
Yes.
Because She is hot.
Agree.
Like, when I first met you guys at the Comedy Store, that's where I first met you.
Yeah, yeah.
And Steven was like, oh, this is Gabe. And I was like, oh, hey, nice to meet you. And there was this really pretty girl sitting next to him. I was like, wow, they sat him next to a pretty girl.
Yeah.
This is my wife. I'm like, yeah. Oh, she's with you?
Yeah. Hell yeah. I love it. This lanky comedy boy got seated next to a cutie. Turns out. He locked it down.
Yeah.
That's right. She's great.
Tell us about her.
She's hot, but so many more things than that. She is, man, I would not be doing any of the things that I'm doing if it wasn't for her keeping me, I feel like sometimes I tip over and she's like, there you go, bud.
Mm.
Like just kind of puts me back on. I like, she's the one who I'll be like in my dark times, like, I just don't see it. I just don't see any of this happening. Mm-hmm. I don't see any of this playing out because we're all industry people. We know there's a lot of drowning in the industry, a lot of not success. So having her keep me on track and then also just like, she's actually cool.
Mm-hmm.
Like, actually in her bones she's cool.
Yeah.
And like for me to be like a theater nerd comedy dork, like to run all of my stuff through the lens of my actual cool wife is the greatest gift I could be given as a creative. Is like I genuinely full on without a doubt trust her taste and trust her sensibilities. Like, she's just the best. We met in college. We didn't date in college. We ended up moving to LA and being neighbors in LA.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. And we were always dating other people, and then we decided not to date other people, and just date each other forever.
Okay, so did you like each other right away? Okay. Or
yes.
Okay, tell me.
Yes. Okay.
Did she like you right away? Was it a vibe? Did you guys communicate it, or you guys just had like a vibe? And you're
we
like,
had a vibe. We had. This is a good question.
Okay.
I'm trying to be good on the podcast because there's a version of the story where we did like go on a couple dates for a week, and then in college.
Okay.
And then Gabe did not respond.
Ghosted?
Yes, I did. Very, very
the cool
bad.
Girl.
Literally the dumbest thing your boy has ever done.
Whoa.
And I will never live it down because now my wife has told my sisters.
Yeah.
So now I'm toast forever.
Toast forever.
But it worked out. We had always like when we first met, it was like, ooh, should we date? We should probably date. And we went on a couple dates and I was like 19. So I was like, yeah, that was fine. And then like years later, we had stayed friends and we had been neighbors. And then I went out on the road and I was like, I don't think I've met a lot more people now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I've met anybody as special as her.
That's
so
cool.
I was like, uh-oh, I better go repair that.
Yeah. I'm actually glad you dipped out and went to go live your life so you can see the difference.
Sure.
So you can see, because if you just met gold right out the gate, you know what I mean?
You could
have just locked it down and y'all just lived a golden, beautiful life. And that would have been great. But then there could have been a thought of like, man, I didn't go dabble a little bit.
Right,
you know what
right,
I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm glad you just went and dabbled.
Yeah.
And you saw and you're like, but you know what?
Yeah.
Over here.
Yeah. And I was lucky that I was lucky for that. And I was lucky that she was also like, forgiving of like 19, 20 year old me. We just kind of like chalked it up to
how
college.
Old were you when you came back when you were like, hey, let's try this again?
24 or 5.
Oh, okay.
4.
You guys were accidentally neighbors. Like you saw each other. You're like, wait, you live here?
We had been in touch enough to know that we were neighbors. Like she lived with a bunch of girls I went to college with, and I lived with a bunch of boys that we went to college with, but she had graduated a year early, blah, blah, blah.
Sure,
and we ended up going to the same like, workout run crew, you know, those LA run crews of all these like people in their early 20s. Like
when you come to LA, you either join a gang or you join a run crew.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And they're both equally dangerous.
They are.
Equally dangerous. So yeah, we were a part of one of those together. So we would like carpool, but she had a serious boyfriend at the time, who was a homie. So I was, you know, there was no funny business there, but then let the record reflect. there was no funny business there, but then like later on we came kind of back into each other's lives at a time that it was like, oh, we're both single. We both really like and respect each other.
Yeah.
And thankfully I had my fancy Book of Mormon job at the time, because that helped.
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When you're not like unemployed actor boy. Sure. And you're like, I'm in a show.
Want to try this again?
Yeah, literally. wondering if you want to see my improv show. Yeah. Literally. Thankfully it was Mormon. But that's also a crazy way to introduce yourself to your in-laws, is the Book of Mormon.
Right, right. Did she grow up super Krish?
Not super. Uh-huh. I say, this is my own opinion on it, my own take on it. I say she grew up like healthily loose with it.
Yeah,
like they went
that.
They went Sundays most of the time, not all of the time. And there was like a weirdo pastor that took over at one point, and her mom was like, we are out.
Yeah,
we're going to a different church.
Yeah.
As opposed to like, well, now we got to do what this guy says. Like, it seems like they
were healthy.
It seems
love
pretty
that.
Healthy. Yeah.
They use their own brains. I love that.
It's hard to do.
I know.
It's really hard to do. So I credit, I think, her parents for that. But she has like a pretty chill relationship to it, where I was like, well, I was there like 4 days a week, like all the time. It was my only reality. And she's like, okay, weirdo.
Yeah,
I think it's
totally.
Why she's also actually cool. That's probably why.
What ethnicity is your wife?
She's a lot of them. She's half... half Cuban. And then her on her mom's side, her grandmother is like Chinese and Nicaraguan, and then her if I'm remembering right, her grandfather, who I never met, was like Jamaican, like black Jamaican. So she's nobody ever knows what she is.
Oh my god, she's stunning.
Stunning.
Just, you just said all the most beautiful things.
Yeah. Like, literally.
Oh, okay.
Literally. Yeah, it's amazing. She looks like her mom, and they both look like grandma. It's like this. It's cool. They're really beautiful. They also feel like where the world is headed. We're all gonna start looking like that as we all start like intermingling.
We're all
gonna look and
we're all gonna get more beautiful.
Way.
I love it.
Yeah, isn't
it's
that great?
So good.
It's so great.
What's your wife's name again?
Lauren.
Lauren, we love you, Lauren. Big fans over here at Fungela.
What up, baby?
We are grateful for Lauren.
Yes.
She keeps you centered.
Yeah.
She keeps you back on track when you're having those days of I don't see it. And when the industry told you, hey, not this time.
Yeah.
Hey, we're going to go in another direction. Maybe next time. And you're like, there's not going to be a next time. And she's like, or is there?
Right.
And reminding you and bringing you back to that center place of reminding you who you are.
Yeah.
All your gifts, God's timing, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We love that. That's a good one. What else are you grateful for?
I think probably siblings is a good one to hit next.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm really grateful to have grown up with as many. I'm the oldest of four. Two white ones and a Chinese one. My youngest sister's adopted. So we got a whole fun. When I married Lauren, Annie, my youngest sister, was like so pumped. She was like, another non-whitey. They're like, come on now. Somebody's got to bring the sanity to this house. Bunch of singing white people. Crazy. I'm so grateful for them. I would say like my sisters have done a good job of making sure that if there's any ego, it gets squashed, dude. Immediate. They love me and they're proud of me, but they think I'm just a big, stupid idiot, which is so great, I think. Anytime I get too big for my britches, they're like, okay, but also remember that you're stupid. And we're in charge of you.
Yeah.
So.
You're like, hey, my show, it sold out. And they're like, cool, don't sell out.
Yeah, literally. Literally. Those eyes too. Like, okay. Yeah.
And they're all younger than you, but how young?
So my sister who lives closest to me, actually, they're all in LA, by the way.
Oh, cool.
Which is a whole crazy thing because we grew up in Detroit, but now everybody's in LA.
Wow.
Wild.
Are they in the industry as well?
My sister right below me is.
Okay.
She produces freelance. and she and I are quite close. She's like 29.
Okay.
And then my brother's 25 and my youngest sister's 23. And she's the coolest and the scariest and the Gen Z-est.
Yeah.
So that's an intense breed. They are not afraid of you.
Are your parents here too?
They're here too.
They came too. You got everybody to come.
Dude, crazy. Crazy.
Wow, how fun.
Yeah, my dad got a job offer that was like with a church out here that he's no longer working with. He's now like consulting churches and nonprofits.
He's still doing the pastory thing.
Less pastory, more like he's actually in the last probably 15, 20 years become more of like a fundraising consultant for churches and nonprofits. So he'll like, with churches, he'll come in and be like, here's how you want to build a new building. I'll help you do that. Or
those kinds of things. This is how you get them dollars.
This is how you get them bills. That's how you get the grain. But we'll do it in a good way.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean? For the Lord.
For the Lord.
Okay.
Let the record reflect. So he does that. So he's not like, he hasn't been like preachy pastoral in probably 15 or 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably 15 years.
Okay. So your siblings keep you in check.
Yes.
They keep your ego in check.
Yes.
But tell me some of the things that, like, when you know they're, like, super proud of you and they're, like, because there's something about, like, I feel like for me in my job that I do, being in the entertainment industry, I can make a lot of people proud. I can impress people.
Yes.
But there's something different when you see your family member, like, excited.
Yes.
And like, for example, I just went to a soccer game recently and I was able to bring a lot of my family to that game, and they gave us like a suite and it was like right there on the field.
Oh, come on.
And to see some of my cousins and my aunt and uncle just light up and they're like, oh my gosh, I've never experienced anything like this before. Like, and my cousin Sonia was like, I feel so cool. Like,
yeah,
thank you so
yeah.
much. Like, and it was like to see them be excited about like what I'm doing, because I was participating in the game that day. You know, like part of the opening ceremony thing that they were doing.
Sure.
But like to see them just like be super proud and excited to be a part of something that I'm doing. Like, what is something that your siblings have gotten like super excited about or just been like, whoa,
my brother. Yeah. I think that's the best part of being in this industry is when the homies and the friends and the family get to benefit.
Yeah.
Because like a day on set is work. It's like very cool to be on set. It's very cool. It's fun. It's whatever. But like when you get to bring your parents on set.
Oh my God.
Or when you get to like. Or when your orthodontist from home saw you on an episode or whatever.
Yeah.
And is like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, so special. Yeah.
That's the best part of being a part of this industry is like the wins in that way. Because it is work for us, but for them it's like so exciting. And you're like, you get to claim that. You get to have the fun of that.
Yeah.
I think that's super fun. I think my siblings, my brother, I feel like because he's 25, thinks anything that goes well on social is cool to him. Mm-hmm. So things that like hit a certain note, he's like,
oh, like
he's
go viral.
Like, whoa. He's like, oh, that's a lot. That's cool. And you're like, yeah, thanks, bro. And I also feel like he respects what I'm up to, but he's not into what I do.
Right.
He's like, he's a like tech bro, like cool guy who golfs.
Yeah.
And I'm like on the internet playing piano, doing like theater jokes.
Yeah.
So for him, like when he sees things do well, he's like, oh, that, all right, that's cool. I'm like, thanks, bro. Yeah. I'm out here working at it.
Yeah.
I feel like the best one though is I've done a lot of things that I'm proud of. But I sang the national anthem at a preseason Denver Broncos game.
There we go.
And my grandfather, who was in the Coast Guard, cannot stop talking about it. It's the thing he is the most proud of in the whole wide world. He's proud of it because I didn't do any riffs. He doesn't like when people do like too much
classic
extra sauce.
Uh-huh. Don't on put
the
too
national
much sauce
anthem
on it. Uh-uh.
He liked that I sang it straight down the barrel. And did that whole thing. And I did it like 7 years ago. Yeah. And it's like the thing that he'll, every national anthem at every major sporting event, he texts me and gives me his opinion on how they did. Uh-huh. And he's always like, well, it was a little spicy on the, you know, we did too much, you know, like that kind of a thing.
Oh my gosh. I feel like,
but those are the things where like, that was like a fun day for me, but yeah. It's like, that's the things that like your family gets to like be fired up about for love forever. Cause you never know like what's going to hit like the perfect thing for them, that they were already into this thing and now your thing touches that thing. Yeah. And it's like, I can't believe it.
That's so cool.
It's fun. Yeah. It's a fun bonus.
Yeah. And take note, Grandpa does not like ethnic national anthems. No.
He's not interested in it being any different.
We don't want it too wavy. Uh-uh. Don't make it too wavy. Mm-mm. Just shoot it down the barrel.
Keep it in the major scale. No extra sauce. Uh-uh. Right down the middle, baby, as Francis Scott Key intended. That's right. That's right.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, give me another one. Give me another. What is Gabe Gibson?
I wrote yours down just in case you did. Oh, you did?
Grateful for.
I think I have them. We could go pickleball. Yes, have you played pickleball? Have you guys played pickleball?
I haven't.
I've never.
Here's what
I'm scared. It's scary.
No.
Is pickleball?
Pickleball is like doubles ping pong on your feet.
Mm-hmm. But it's also a cult. It's also, okay, yes, it's giving cult vibes.
We're not talking about the cultural the cultural takeover of pickleball. We're talking about this game. The thing I love about it is tennis is hard. If you haven't played tennis, the barrier to entry is high.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of tennis movies. Never played in my life. Mm-hmm.
Me either. I can't do it. I'm relatively athletic-ish. I'm also a theater dork. So we're doing our best. Pickleball has been so much fun, and my buddy Joe got me into pickleball, and we play... not all the time, but on Tuesdays at the rec center in Glendale with,
amazing.
We are 35 years, no exaggeration, 35 years younger than anyone else who's playing at the rec center.
This.
It's incredible.
I love this.
It's incredible. We roll in like Silver Lake, East LA hipsters. Like my friend's hairs are like dyed with like flames down the, you know, buzz cut in flames and like tattoos and like everyone being cool. And it's just like, and we're just getting our butts kicked.
Love this.
By these old ladies.
Yeah,
and
ladies.
They're playing chess too. I was playing on Tuesday of this week and I hit one hard and the lady across the court was like, "Be nice to a senior citizen." And I was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I got, you know, whatever." And then she whooped my ass. She absolutely cleaned the floor with me, but she was like, "Be nice to senior citizen." I was like, "Get out of here." She was tricking me. I love this game, though.
She was tricking you.
She was tricking me. I love the game because it's like, it's very easy to play. It's always doubles. So you're playing with people. And it's a fun, like, you can be good enough at it to have fun on your first day.
Mm-hmm. I just imagine that lady, like, after she totally tricked you with being nice to senior citizen, like, after the game, just, like, putting on her team jacket, zipping it up, like in, what's that, Zoolander? Like, is that the dodgeball one? Zoolander?
Oh, yeah, dodgeball. Is it dodgeball?
Yeah, dodgeball. Where they, like, have their, like, team jackets, and I imagine that lady, like, walking out, like, sucker.
Yeah, she's absolutely on the national team, just, like... Fully will be here in 2028 at the Olympics for pickleball and just clean the floor with me and my friends. Just these 30-year-old dudes walk in and she's like, watch this.
What got you into pickleball?
I don't know what's happening, but everyone I know is into pickleball.
Oh, it's a thing? It's a trend?
Oh, it's everyone is doing pickleball.
Oh, especially,
that's why I was saying it's giving cult, because like it came out of nowhere, seemingly.
Yeah.
Got on the rise. And everyone now is like, are we going to dinner or are we going to pickleball? Like, that's
where
the
do we do pickleball?
Like, I don't. I've
at
I've,
rec centers.
I, it stressed me out. I've avoided it.
They've started to turn some like tennis courts into pickleball courts because they get more usage.
Right.
Which is also, I guess, there's beef in the pickleball tennis world.
Oh, no, sure. not beef.
Not beef.
Let me tell you, if you come to LA, you either join a gang, you join a run club, or you join a pickleball team, and there's beef.
There's lots of beef. You gotta be careful.
Well, Crips and Bloods and pickleball and tennis.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
Because I'm sure the tennis people are like, we have talent. Like, what we're doing takes skill.
Yeah.
And you're over here with your little ping pong
on your feet. Yeah, yeah. Like, it is literally a wiffle ball. It looks insane. And tennis players are like, that's not. But then they start playing and they get addicted.
Uh-huh.
All my buddies who used to like play tennis in high school are now like, okay, but now I love pickleball. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pickling.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more like... It's a lot more of a, I would say, tech bro thing that's happening. Yeah. I feel like it started with the tech bros. It's very like what rock climbing was 10 years ago, pickleball is now. I felt like everyone was rock climbing a while ago. Now it's
everyone was rock climbing.
Pickling. They were.
They were.
I don't know what it is.
So a thing.
I don't know what it is. Yeah.
That's why I just don't exercise. I'm just like, it's just going to move on to the next. No, I do exercise.
In your own way.
In my own way. Yeah. I do YouTube videos. That's my favorite kind of. I don't do pickleball. I don't
hit the courts. Like a class on YouTube?
Yeah, like I'll watch watch YouTube Pilates videos and I'll do it in my living room. Mm-hmm. Those are my favorite kind of workouts. But I do love going to the gym too. Mm-hmm. I just haven't gone in a long time.
Because you have the YouTube classes.
It's really hard to choose gym when you have
living room.
TV. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. When you could pause and go pee pee anytime.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Why would you do anything else?
You know what? I changed my mind. I want avocado toast.
Yeah, literally. Literally. That does not happen at Equinox. You can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's good.
Okay, so we've done pickleball,
ooh,
siblings,
ooh,
your wifey.
Ooh.
What else? Shall we go Vin Diesel?
We can go Vin Diesel.
I pulled up the video.
Did you find it?
Oh, you did?
Of course I did.
Okay,
it's so, I'm
show
stomping
it to
my
us.
Little feet. I'm so excited.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
When Jesus was.
Yeah. Wavy, wavy.
When he was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
When Jesus was.
He was my sins away.
Oh, happy
yeah.
day.
He's kind of ripping, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
going I like
low.
It. I like it. Yeah. Yeah. Go for it, Vin. Yeah. You got it. You got it. Yeah.
Ooh. It goes on for a long time. We don't have to do the whole thing.
Oh, let me tell you.
He's dancing too.
I'm gonna make a safe guess and say that your grandpa would not approve of all of that sauce.
Agree.
That was too saucy of a day.
Too much.
Agree.
Too much.
The thing I love about this video, it brings me so much joy.
Oh my God.
Because he's kind of killing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
There's like moments where you're like, okay, can Vin Diesel sing?
Yeah, yeah.
Like he can like sing. And then there's moments that you're like, all right.
Oh, no, it's just
no,
Vin
we're
Diesel.
Just Vin Diesel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then he pulls you back in.
And then he hits a note and you're all, wait.
You're like, excuse me, I'm sorry. Are you incredible at singing? What's going on?
Wait.
I've watched.
Like, he doesn't hit all the notes. Like, his aim is not real good, but he can hit some of them.
And you can see in his heart and in his spirit what he's trying to do.
Yeah.
And you're getting there with him.
I saw where you're going.
He's
I'll
got
meet
the
you over here. This is where you're trying to get to. I'll be here.
Yes. Yes. The technique is not there, but the spirit is all in.
Oh, I loved it.
That
was special. I love that. That is from the movie XXX: Return of Xander Cage.
Also, this. Yes, it was like a. I don't know if they were like doing promo for a movie, which XXX is, of course, purely an action film.
It's
not
an action thriller film. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was. There was just something about it that tickled me, and there was like a week where I would wake up and watch that little clip and go, "We're gonna be all right."
Would you try to sing it like him?
I can't. Oh, he's like
he
growling.
Gave us some growl.
So gravelly.
He gave us
so
some
gravel.
Some tenor.
Yeah.
He gave us a little bit of like up here a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, he's way up there. It's got a little, it's like good singer plus probably some steroids, a little bit of cigarettes, and we're getting a beautiful tone. Oh, happy day.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
We love it.
We love it. That was a good share.
Oh.
Thank you for that.
Oh, Vin.
Thank you. I believe that was number four.
Mm-hmm.
Cinco.
Oh, number five. Number five, I was mostly a joke.
Okay.
Just me saying my big, strong physique.
Oh, right.
I'm just so grateful to be such
pickleballing
a
pickleball
and just a tall,
done you well.
Tall, lean, just healthy, strapping individual. And I'm just grateful for that.
That's how you snag the cool girl.
Hey. Come on now. That's right.
listen.
That's right. We got there.
You thought it was your singing voice.
We got there. Thought it was my jazz squares. Thought it was my step touch. But no.
No.
No, no.
No, bruh.
Underneath all that.
She got a glimpse of you changing wardrobe from act one.
Yeah.
A quick change.
And there was a little quick change. Amen.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. A quick change of the wardrobe and a quick change of the heart, if you will.
Hey.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I knew if I put that on the list, we would head down this road.
Yeah.
And this is where we would arrive.
And we're here. Yeah.
And we're here.
We're in it with you.
And I'm grateful for that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Tell me about that Daisy tattoo.
Oh, with this one?
Yeah.
My sister gave me this. My youngest sister does tattoos.
The Gen Z?
The Gen Z. The cool one who is scary.
As most Gen Z are.
As most Gen Z are. Yeah, she gave me this one. She started doing tattoos. There's another one up here that I don't know if we can get
like
the sleeve
professionally
up,
like this is her career.
She does it sometimes for homies. She did it. A buddy of mine did like a Halloween party one year and she was giving out like flash tattoos. It was very like,
wow.
It was very
This is very Kat Von D of her.
Yes.
Like, to grow up with like the pastor dad and be like, I'm going to do tattoos.
Yes, yes, yes.
I love this
for
her.
Oh my gosh, Kat Von D.
Yeah.
Ooh, we love Kat Von D.
Yeah, she's a good one.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah. So she does tattoos. But yeah, you can reach out to her. I don't know if she has a handle or whatever. Me plugging my sister's tattoos that she does like.
She just started doing tattoos like 3 weeks ago, you guys. She's doing real good. Check it out.
Check it out.
If you too would like this flower that
you can
I feel
have
like
it.
I used to draw that flower like in my notebook.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I listen, I'm not I was in AP art.
Oh, no way. Oh. Really?
As the TA.
No way.
I cleaned up all the scraps from things
in
they would
school,
cut. I would sweep up all the art project stuff. I would wash their paint brushes. Oh. Yeah, I was the TA.
Okay, wait. What is AP art in high school?
In high school.
What is AP art? What makes it AP? You're just
they're
way
like
better?
The real good artist. Like they would get the hard projects. Like they would get the basket of fruit in the middle that you would have to like paint on your,
and
your
like
easel
really
and stuff. Yeah, and they were all like good.
Oh, whoa.
And then I would wash their paintbrushes for them.
Incredible.
But it is. My school had AP art and you'd get like college credit for it.
Oh.
Stuff,
I feel like maybe we did too, but yeah, wow. AP
so
art.
What I'm trying to say is while they were painting like realistic here's a flower. I was like, same guys. I'm right here with you. Let me just give you one of these. That was my contribution to the class.
Hey, that's good though.
Hey, art is in the eye of the beholder.
That's right.
Everybody's got
I
their own
that.
Ministry.
Speaking of, which we were talking about going to the, was it me and you were talking about going to the art? Yeah, to the art galleries.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were talking about on the previous episode.
My last gratitude was art museums.
Oh,
yeah. Big
fun.
Fan.
Yeah. But I was saying how, like, some of them, I was like, whoa, that's incredible. And then, like, you turn. And the next one, you're all, did my daughter do this?
Yeah.
What? Hold on. Can
modern
I sub- can I submit some of her stuff to the museum? Mm. That would be great.
Literally. Put it in a frame and put it in the right room.
Yeah.
And it's a win.
I wonder if there's a prank we could do. Somebody had to have done that.
Oh,
who's
I
done
bet.
It? Somebody's done it.
I'm sure.
Where they put their own just art up in a museum.
Oh, I'm sure. And then everyone got mad, probably.
Yeah. Well, I've seen those videos of, like, people are idiots. Somebody's glove fell down and everybody's walking around it thinking it's like a art.
Somebody dropped their glasses and they broke and everyone's like, oh, like, so that talks about the broken journey that we take.
Shattered vision.
Shattered vision.
Yeah.
I've seen, I did see on TikTok somewhere, I don't know where, I'm on there all the time. And this woman, like her daughter drew something on the wall. And so she just put a frame around it. And it was like Lexi, age 6 or something.
That's kind of
cool.
Sick, actually.
And I was like that's
that.
So fun. That's
like
cute.
That.
And a way to not get mad, I guess.
Yeah.
That I think I have seen a video like that. Like they do, like it looks like a museum, like a little printout of the artist,
like a
what
little
it's
placard.
Called.
Yeah. Crayon and drywall.
Yeah.
Like they list the materials.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Sharpie on
drywall.
Wallpaper. Yeah.
So funny.
And I love the placards. I love information and facts. I just love them.
That's your gratitude is information and facts.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's so great. I love to be in the know.
Hey.
I want to know everything.
I hear that.
Yeah. I made fun of Steven, everyone's manager in the room.
Yeah.
Because he didn't know.
Our beloved.
He texted, he was, we were talking about something and someone was like, oh, this is the Temu version. And Steven Sight texts me and goes, what's Temu? And I reply back and I said, I need you to be chronically online. I need you to know what these things are. I cannot explain things to you all the time.
Okay. At the risk of ruining what is the Temu? Podcast,
you don't know what,
what is Temu? At the risk of absolutely destroying the wonderful hour that we have recorded together and spent with each other. And the dog.
He's like, yeah, Steven. Yeah. What's Temu? Give me a break.
What a loser.
Loser.
Temu had like 4 Super Bowl commercials this year.
Temu's a website.
It's a website to buy.
But you can order anything in the world and they have the $4 version of it.
Yeah. It's kind of like Shein.
So they have
with stuff.
Like Stanley's for like 99 cents.
But they're not Stanley brand.
No.
They're Stampleys, or something.
It'll say nothing on it.
Got it.
And it'll look exactly like a Stanley, but it just has like 99.9% lead in it.
Got it. Perfect. Right.
Somebody orders an office chair and it shows up and it's actually Barbie sized.
I've seen this meme where it's like I got the Temu version of whoever and it's like Temu Jim Carrey and it's like a photo of me instead.
Exactly.
That vibe.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what it was. I had a text to my social media team because there was a ticket link. People were trying to buy tickets to one of my shows and they sent me a screenshot and it was not me. It was like an AI version of me.
Like Temu Angela.
Yeah. And that's what my sister said. My sister was like, oh, that's Temu you. And then I put that in the thread. And then that's when Steven's like,
and
he's just like, wondering, what is Temu actually? Yeah.
He's like, ha ha, LOL. What?
Poor bud.
Poor bud, you didn't know either.
Yeah. We should be kind to those people who don't know. And really, when they don't know things, let's be sweet to them.
Yeah.
Really, ultimately.
Let's not make fun of them, you guys, okay?
Yeah, be kind because.
Gabriel Gibson.
Yes.
What a pleasure to have you on the Fungula podcast. Thank you for coming and sharing your mattitude, those depressing musicals. We really got to just pick them up, you guys.
It's got
to stop. And really good gratefuls we have here. Please tell your wife I said thanks for taking a chance on the theater nerd because you're a good dude. And I'm glad she did. I'm glad she gave you a shot.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. And thank you for having me on. Seriously, I was very excited driving over on the 101 to the 405. I was like, this is going to be a lot of fun. I'm very, very thankful to be on the cast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Should we do voicemail?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're over here wrapping it up, and I'm like, wait,
I voicemail. I was so excited. Okay, listen. This is what we do. I don't know if you saw, but we have people call in and share what they are grateful for.
Yes.
And then Danielle will pick a voicemail to play for us. And let's listen.
Incredible.
Let's hear what she has. I totally forgot. And tell everybody the phone number as well.
Yeah. I have something for you.
What?
For the phone number.
Oh, interesting. Weird.
And I'll just play it really for you.
Oh, okay.
What do you mean?
Don't even just...
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
You did this for me? You did that for me?
I was listening to your first episode, and at the end, you're like, we should do a jingle. We should whatever. Mm. And I said, this little musical boy is listening. He's listening.
And I was trying to introduce the segment to you, and you already did a little secret thing.
Yes.
That's exciting. Oh, I did too high pitch of a voice. Bonzo thinks we're going somewhere.
Oh, Bonzo.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That was so... play it again. Now that I was in shock. Okay.
I'm going to turn it up a little bit more. Ready? Here we go.
747-300-5380. Give us a call.
Oh my God, your grandpa hates it.
That's so good.
Too much spice.
That's so good. Too much hot sauce.
Oh, I love it.
Too much hot sauce on there.
I can't wait to play it every episode. This is so exciting.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible.
We can do that, right? It's ours now?
It's yours.
Okay.
You can have it.
Like, wait a minute.
Sorry, can we run this through? Actually, run it through my management.
Steven?
Oh my God.
Okay, I do have an actual voicemail.
Okay, though, let's play.
Oh, great.
This one is good. Okay.
Hi, Angela. This is Cindy. I'm calling from a little tiny town in Georgia. And oh, hi, I just Cindy. Watched both your episodes of your Fungula podcast. Love it.
Thank you.
I'm hooked. And first of all, I'm grateful for you and Danielle on the podcast.
Thank you.
I wanted to let you know I'm also very grateful for my little toy poodle named Sammy, who is the cutest, sweetest dog in the world.
I get it.
I work from home mostly, which I'm also grateful for. And sometimes I'll get emails from colleagues that are kind of rude, kind of disrespectful and obnoxious.
Oh, no.
And sometimes, you know, just bad. Okay. And my blood pressure will rise and I'll get ready to type my way into unemployment and Sammy will come over and put his two little front paws on my legs and I will look down at his little button eyes and immediately all is well with the world again. So I'm just thankful for him. He keeps me employed. He keeps me sane, and I dare say he keeps me out of prison. So I just had to share that, and I'm so thankful that you survived your first year of motherhood. I think you're an amazing mom, and even if you had choked out that lady on the airplane, I would still stand up and applaud you. I think Rosie's a very lucky little girl. Thank you for all you do. Love you. Bye.
This was Cindy. Cindy.
I love Cindy. Big fan of Cindy.
Cindy's got a type 5. That was funny.
Fan.
That was funny.
My favorite thing about what was happening was her sweet voice with a southern accent talking about prison. And you know what I mean? Like just all the, like that was the like, don't mess with me. Like, like, yeah, I'm from this little tiny town, but I ain't afraid to go to prison.
type my way to unemployment is a baller line.
Yeah,
that's
so
incredible.
Good.
That is a good line.
It's incredible, Cindy.
Good. Way to unemployment. That's good.
I don't mess
well
with
done, Cindy.
Southern women.
No.
I grew up in the South, and I know their games.
Yeah.
I know what they're about, and I hope to one day become one. Yeah.
My friend a long time ago taught me, because she's from, I think, Alabama, and she taught me syrupy sweet.
Mm. Oh, yes. You do say
and
that.
And she was like, because she was married at the time to this guy, and he had a stepdaughter. They're no longer together, but the stepdaughter and her had beef. Like, they did not get along. And she was like, the stepdaughter was like real manipulative with like trying to get in their relationship, and she'd be like, you know, she was that kind that would just be like syrupy sweet, like where they're trying to act sweet, but it's syrup, it's sticky, it's goop, it's ew, it's not, you know what I mean? And I was like, ooh, syrupy sweet, like that's like when somebody's being sweet, like, oh, sweetie, you're like, oh, you're not calling me sweetie,
right.
you're trying to like diss me right now, you know what I mean? Like that's syrupy sweet.
Syrupy sweet is good.
Yeah,
that is a good
we
one.
Know that flavor.
Yeah,
we know that flavor of person.
Yes, we
yeah.
do.
Yeah,
Cindy. She could be syrupy sweet.
Yeah,
I
bet.
She'll give you
I
that.
Bet. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Thank goodness for your dog, Cindy.
Yes.
Wouldn't want to see what's on the other side.
Like, I equally trust Cindy with my life, but then I'm like, don't cross her.
Yeah,
Cindy,
no. But that's
like,
what makes you trust her.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah.
Same. Cindy's the neighbor that I would call. Like, if she lived on my street and I was out of town, I'd be like, Cindy, what's going on? Like, give me the scoop on what's happening in the neighborhood. You know what I mean? Like, she would give me the real deal.
Yeah.
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 The real. She wouldn't sugarcoat nothing.
Yeah. And it's that southern talk.
You're going to know who's having an affair on the street. You're going to know. You know what I mean?
But then it always ends with, like, but you didn't hear that from me. Or, well, that's just a prayer request I heard.
Yeah.
That's just prayer.
Yeah.
Because that's my favorite thing. I think you've talked about this too. I love that about the South. They'll be like, I got a prayer request. And then it's just an excuse to gossip.
It's just gossip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Cindy would also give us the no judgment, but she's hoeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
she would give
you,
like, certain words that are, like,
but who
that's
judge?
Almost vulgar of you, but I like it.
I've seen the comings and goings of what's going on over there.
And she's a hoeing.
She's hoeing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's good. All right. You sang me a jingle.
Yeah.
I love it. It was spicy. It was saucy.
So good.
It was amazing. We have had quite the amazing hour here. Am I forgetting anything else? Before we wrap it up, tell everybody where we can find Gabe, or is there something I'm missing?
Gabe's on tour.
I'm on
tour. Yes, let's talk about that.
GabeGibbs.com, correct? Yeah. I have it pulled up. Look at this.
No way, dude. Thank you.
She's a producer.
Thank you. Wow.
But your next stop is, Ange knows it well, Zany's Nashville.
When?
I'm there. You'll know. You'll know.
September 11th. Never forget.
Yeah, oh, right.
I'll be there. Will I be there? Or I have a show.
No, I think I have it on the calendar as like, Gabe is that,
but I'm
Zany's
in town.
You should go.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm gonna come.
Oh, that's gonna make me so nervous, and it's gonna be fun.
Okay, JK, I won't come.
Yeah, this is
JK,
fun.
I won't come.
No, 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 I want you there. No. I want you there, but I will be a little tingly scared. It'll be good. It'll be good. We'll be good. I'll be in Nashville. I'll be in DC. I'll be in
Boston, Chicago.
We're gonna add some more things that I
don't
know.
What are you doing in Boston?
Oh, Wilbur? Wait, I have it right here. Hold, please.
Hold on, Danielle.
Laugh Boston.
Laugh Boston.
Nice.
Laugh
Boston. Love Boston. So
Zany's
fun.
Chicago.
That's where I went to college. I love Boston as well. Yeah. So it'll be kind
and
of a home.
Steven said you will also be doing Salt Lake City.
Oh, we can say that. I literally this morning was like, let's do that.
Yeah.
Salt Lake City and
it'll be on sale soon. Actually, I don't know if I can say that. He just texted it to me because I said tour dates, right? And he goes, and then also this. So we're gonna say yes. We can say
Salt Lake City. Get ready for Gabe Gibbs at some point in your life.
At some point, I'm coming to Salt Lake. I'm coming to Vegas. We're
love
we're,
that.
Which you'll be at Wise Guys, and you will also be at Wise Guys. But
same time. We're sharing the stage.
No, you're
early
later.
Show, late show. What's happening?
Oh, I'm loving that. Splitsies, tag team.
No, you are. Actually, I believe this episode drops right before you do Salt Lake August, and then you're there in October. So sorry.
Fun.
But she'll keep it warm.
Yeah,
for you.
Keep it warm.
I'll warm it up.
I can come and I'll just play behind you your whole set.
Love this.
Really
like
accentuate.
Worship music when the pastor's getting to the crescendo
Oh,
that's it.
Come on now.
That's it. When I bring it home.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yes. I'm gonna invite the worship team to stay up here.
Yeah.
I'm gonna invite the Gabe to stay up here and keep us going, keep the spirit alive.
And then when I get real good, I'm almost going to hit my punchline. I'm going to give you one of these.
Yeah.
Crescendo.
Really, really lean in. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then when after my punchline is done, I'm going to give you this.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. The real strong close. That. Oh, yeah.
That's perfect.
That's it. Go see Gabe on tour, you guys. Follow him on all the social media. Are you just at Gabe Gibbs everywhere?
I'm at Gabe Gibbs everywhere. TikTok, I'm the Gabe Gibbs. And YouTube, I'm the Gabe Gibbs. But if you type in Gabe Gibbs, it'll come up.
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Yeah.
Go follow Gabe Gibbs, you guys. He's extremely talented, hilarious, a little churchy, and a little fun. We love it.
That should be my new Twitter bio. Yeah. A little churchy and a little fun. That's great.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
you
for having
fun.
Me. For real. Thank you.
Thank you. Woo. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Bye, everybody.